Marco Rubio, Angry Biden Smeared Half the Country. By Hannah Blow on September 2, 2022. An angry President Biden smeared half the country after running on the theme of unity in 2020. Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, pointed out on Thursday following Biden's dark and divisive speech focusing on the so-called threat he claimed MAGA Republicans posed to the Republic. Angry man smears half of the people of the country he is supposed to lead and promise to unite, Rubio said, posting an image of Biden during the speech with his fists raised. Biden's speech was very divisive in nature, focusing largely on threats from MAGA Republicans. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic, Biden declared, stating that there is no question that the Republican Party today is dominated, driven and intimidated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans. That, Biden said, is a great threat to this country. And here, in my view, is what is true: MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. They do not believe in the rule of law. They do not recognize the will of the people, he said, concluding that MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards. Backwards to an America where there is no right to choose, no right to privacy, no right to contraception, no right to marry who you love. They promote authoritarian leaders, he continued, accusing them of fanning the flames of political violence that are a threat to our personal rights, to the pursuit of justice, to the rule of law, to the very soul of this country. MAGA Republicans have made their choice. They embrace anger. They thrive on chaos. They live, not in the light of truth but in the shadow of lies, Biden said, striking a vastly different tone than the one offered during his inauguration speech, in which he proclaimed that unity is the path forward. Former President Trump took to social media following Biden's dark, angry speech. Someone should explain to Joe Biden, slowly but passionately, that MAGA means, as powerfully as mere words can get, make America great again, he said. If he doesn't want to make America great again, which through words, action, and thought, he doesn't, then he certainly should not be representing the United States of America, Trump continued. In another Truth Social post, Trump added, if you look at the words and meaning of the awkward and angry Biden speech tonight, he threatened America, including with the possible use of military force. He must be insane, or suffering from late-stage dementia, Trump added.